Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's Open Line Friday. We will take a ton of your calls. We will cover masses of very important news and information. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got 3 hours spanning out before us today. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. 2 years ago, I told you that I saw Governor Ridge, even before Homeland Security got funding in late 2002, on C-SPAN with a whole bunch of corporate chieftains. 2-hour press conference or meeting, and I taped it. Got it in the big stacks here. Someday I hope to put a clip of it in a video. And Governor Ridge said to have a job, your ID card, your national ID card through the driver's license will have your 4 levels of security clearance. You'll have to be federal approved to have a job anywhere. And with the new national sales tax, that will bring federal enforcement into every business as the overseers. Well, the Washington Times reported on this 5 days ago. And I just learned of it, and I have the article. So you can tune in here and hear it 2 years before, or you can just read the mainstream media and find out later. It says, if you're on the list, no job for you. That's the headline. And if you end up getting on the list, how do you do that? Well, bad credit, you go from a green to a yellow, and you have to go work off the debts to be able to get a job. And the government's going to have the new national civilian draft where you work domestically for them in environmental land-grabbing programs, gun-grabbing, Stasi tattletale squads. It's all been announced, just nightmarish as it gets. So that is coming up here on the show. White House withholds Clinton-era papers from 9/11 protecting Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton always protects Bush as well, and is for the war, and they're just peas in a pod. So lawyer says Bush won't give Clinton era records, Blair, eyes, identity cards for all British citizens. They wanted this before 9/11, couldn't get it, but now they say it's for your safety, and that'll also be to have a job or to leave your house. You'll have to have one. Supreme Court ruled you've got to show IDs to walk down the street, or you have to answer questions of police, or that's resisting, and then you get a felony charge. That was Monday's ruling. Scientists predict major Southern California quake within 5 months. This is from KTVU television. We'll get into that story. And I was listening to Pastor Butch Paul last night, and I heard him talk about a WAFF television news story out of Decatur, Alabama. And lo and behold, I found it online this morning. It's being posted on Infowars.com as we speak. And we're attempting to get a hold of this gentleman that this happened to. And he put a sign in his yard, says, our court system is a joke. There's a picture of it here. And the judge didn't like it and held him in contempt and had him shackled and put in jail. And that's the new America. Again, I need to hear from Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. He gave a police officer one of my videos and a speech of Ron Paul. And a few days later, they had him arrested. And the judge said, you're not allowed to give these anti-government videos to police. So that's the new America, and that case is going forward. I need to hear from Kelly Rushing to see what happened with that, with his case. So this is the new America. This is what our veterans have fought and died for. This shows what the judges and police, who they think they are, gods. They literally think they're Caesars or Hitlers or Stalins or Mao's. They think that in America you're not even allowed to criticize the system. And this is happening coast to coast. We're seeing these type of developments every day. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to shut up. I'm never going to shut up. Our courts are a joke. Ooh. Ooh, evil. I may be arrested. I'm not joking. You know what? If we cower to this, they're getting desperate. They know we're waking people up. If we cower to this, they win. How about we stand up like Americans and say the courts are a joke? I mean, this proves they're a joke. We'll come back, cover this article and a lot more. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yesterday, I confirmed that a textbook being used nationwide called We the People for high school juniors and seniors says, and we read the quotes on air, says that there is no constitutional rights in America, we have no freedoms, that we are not here to make money, we are here to serve the government, that the government is our masters. I mean, it actually said that. Now, I had college textbooks that said that, and that's why I woke up to the New World Order many years ago. But and I had seen social worker textbooks that said the family is the enemy and must be eradicated and is bad. But to have this stuff in the high schools, and then to find out that this textbook is used nationwide, one of the most popular textbooks because it's so inexpensive. The other textbooks, well, the gold textbooks, as they call them, are $35, $40. This one's only $8 in a big old textbook. So the school districts get it. And the whole thing is just full of propaganda. I've got a bunch of the key pages here in front of me. And, you know, we've got FEMA in my film, Road to Tyranny, in Kansas City, telling police and firemen and sheriff deputies that, quote, all the founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians are terrorists, enemies of the federal government. Then we show their public training manuals, FBI training manuals. All homeschoolers are terrorists. Those that believe in a new world order are terrorists. It's amazing. I mean, they're really doing it. It's like a body snatcher movie or or a Rod Serling episode of The Twilight Zone. I mean, it's really happening. It's bold. It's massive. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. And every day I see articles like this where a police dog, and I've seen 50 of these over the years, somebody's walking through a parking lot, the window's down, the police dog sticks its head out, starts barking. Who has that not happened to? Not a police dog ever happened but to me, but I mean, how many times are you walking through the grocery store or mall parking lot, the window's down, and a big dog, and you're like, ah, you idiot, shut up. Well, you do that to a cop's dog, you get arrested for disrespecting, yelling at an officer. These are the different charges. I've seen it in Texas, in Newcastle, PA. I've seen it all over the country. The point is, they're God now to us. Even their dogs are. And I see these stories where they arrest protesters. You know, there'll be two protesters with anti-Bush signs, 300 pro-Bush signs, public sidewalk, police come, arrest the people that are against Bush. And then the federal courts say they can do it. I got video about in Oregon just a few months ago. Yet again, you've got all the anti-war protesters out there peaceably standing there. The police just open fire on them with rubber bullets, chase them down. They shot judges in the face in Miami with rubber bullets, blew eyeballs out, attacked World War II vets, herded union leaders down alleys, beat the tar out of them. And it's all caught on video now, and it goes on the news, and well, this is a good thing. And they're mounting their armored vehicles with microwave guns and sound guns here domestically. They got helicopters with systems mounted on them that look right through your walls with the ground-penetrating radar, crisp image of everything you're doing. Airports all over the country are putting in systems that videotape you and record it absolutely naked. They can even see the pores on your skin. It's a clearer image than your eyes give you. More detail. And now I've got an article where it's going to go in. They're already using it. They'll herd everybody out of a bar and make them walk through this thing to see if they've got weapons or drugs. I mean, this is the new America. They just pull up with a truck, have everybody line up. We're going to run you through this. That's your freedom. While the border's wide open, while the CIA's caught shipping in narcotics on a yearly basis, while police are caught involved in every form of corruption imaginable. Oh, I'm ranting and raving. Leading up to this story, there's so much today. This is out of WAFF, Huntsville, Decatur, Shoals. Covers three large towns in Alabama. And a veteran, no criminal record, was tired of the corruption. He put a nice little small sign in his yard, didn't violate any zoning laws out in the country. And here, there's a picture of the sign on Infowars.com. We have a link to WAFF, and it's got photos and documents there. Our court system is a joke. That's all it said. And I have the judge's ruling here. He said this is a direct disrespect and direct contempt of all courts. And then he ordered the county to arrest him immediately. And he was arrested and put in shackles in a 4x6 cell and left shackled, a form of torture. And the gentleman who we're going to get on the show said, you know what, I'm going to stay here forever. And there was such a public outcry, if it had been California, New York, it probably wouldn't have been, that the court apologized and released him. But see, this is what's scary. They, in their power trip, in their compulsive, aggressive garbage, just, that was their instinct. Arrest that man! Folks, that's England pre-Magna Carta. That's Nazi Germany. That's Russia. Let me just tell the police out there and the judges. And we see this in Austin all the time. A CPS calls families in. They're not even real courts. They say, sign away your children or I'm going to have you put in irons right now. They tell them, no jury, no nothing. Just sign all this or it's over. And the parents don't sign. They're thrown into solitary confinement. There's about 10 of these cases right now. People want me to have them on air and help them and, you know, all the documents and the rest of it. I mean, just right here in Austin with Judge Gene Mears' court. It's horrible. I mean, it's just horrible, people. It's just total. This is exactly what was in the Declaration of Independence, what the Founding Fathers talked about. So the headline here, man goes to jail for putting sign in yard. Our court system is a joke. First Amendment, Smirched Amendment. You can look through them all, up to his ears in legal documents. Philip Dean is fed up with the justice system. That's the kind of court system we've got in Jackson County, Alabama, and I want everybody to know it, Dean said. So he put a sign in his front lawn saying, our court system is a joke, a message landing him behind bars. I was in a cell about 4 foot wide and 6 foot long and nothing in it but a toilet, he explains. Arrest order signed by Judge Harrelson claimed Dean to be in direct contempt of court, even though the sign is on County Road 107, not in the county courthouse. The signs were so derogatory to the court that they could not be ignored, Harrelson responded in a local paper. With Dean locked up, the signs were removed by police. Before they would let him go in front of Judge Harrelson, Dean says, they put leg shackles, they put handcuffs, they put chains from my legs up to my waist, they put a chain around my waist, they put chains from my waist up here and my hands pulled up like this. With an apology, Harrelson released Dean after a day in jail, but the experience leaves Dean with unanswered questions. When it gets to where a man hadn't got any free speech in the world, what has he got, he says? Answers he hopes to find out with a message already in place in his yard on County Road 107. So, there you have it. That's the new America. And I see these articles. Listen to me. Listen to me. Every day, the South, the West, the North, the East, everywhere across this country, this is what they think. This is how they operate. Look, 5 years ago, you try to go down to the governor's mansion on public sidewalks and hold up a sign protesting anything, they would automatically arrest you until a bunch of suits got filed. They lost three of the suits, and now you're allowed to. But now it's all being reversed. They say, you're not going to have any free speech in the new America. I mean, is America still America when it's like that? Why are we putting up with this is the question that stands before us. Why are we putting up with this? What do you think about this? 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, again, I saw Rich 2 years ago on C-SPAN in a big meeting for 2 hours, I taped it, saying you'll have to have an ID card to have a job anywhere, bad credit, you lose a score, won't be able to have a job unless you do a fur judification, sign on to work at least 10 hours a week as a slave for the government. And then they'll take part of that money and pay back your debts. I mean, this is debtor's prison. It says, if you're on the list, no job for you. Finally hits the mainstream news. This out of the Washington Times. March 26th, I just learned of it today. I mean, there you got it. There you, land rights activists, pro-life activists, Green Party activists, people with no criminal records. There have been hundreds of these cases in the news. Thousands of people blocked. Try to fly, and you're on the terror list, and you can't fly. And now they're expanding the database out to buses. You got to swipe your card. Now it'll be the trains. Then tollways on the roads, they're saying internally. Can't travel, can't do anything. Nazi Germany. So we'll get to that. Also, the White House blocked Dan Burton's committee investigating Bill Clinton. Oh, they're doing it again. White House withholds Clinton-era papers from 9/11 Commission. Lawyer says Bush won't give Clinton records to 9/11 panel to show the continued government protection of their asset, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Blair hides identity cards after UK arrest. He says, I don't care if 78% of you are against ID cards. We're going to force you to take them to stop the terrorists. You mean yourself. Scientists predict major Southern California quake within 5 months. And we'll get into that as well here on the broadcast. And Miami cops found guilty in gun planting conspiracies. They were doing it in mass. And it took good cops blowing the whistle for this finally to stop. Miami cops found guilty in gun planting conspiracy. Giant X-ray used in drug searches at bars. See, now it's not just at the airports. Bush given warning months before 9/11. A new article on that. Ex-FBI woman says Rice lied. U.S. job growth soars. More lies. Terror drills for cops. We'll get into that. U.S. troops in Asia fight flyborne skin disease. GM giant abandons bid to grow crops in England, but in the U.S., California Rice Commission approves two genetically engineered drug-producing rice variants. We'll get into it. It's all massive. It's all important. You do not want to miss this broadcast. PrisonPlanet.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir, so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Put a call in to Mr. Dean, Philip Dean in Alabama. No criminal record. Put a sign up in his yard saying our court system is a joke, and the judge thinks his courtroom got to worship him. I guess if that means to be contempt, if a judge is walking down the street and he says to you, "Lick my boots," you don't get down there and lick them, lick the bottom real good there. You know, chew that bubble gum off the bottom. You don't do that. Failure to obey a police officer's order. They come to your door, mow my lawn. The Supreme Court said that you've got to answer all their questions, or that's assaulting the officer, that's resisting. That's a Supreme Court ruling Monday. I mean, this is godhood for government, and that's the norm in history. So we've got a call in. Mr. Dean wasn't there, but we're going to be getting him on the show. You can be guaranteed of that next week, maybe even today if he gets home and calls us. But do you live in Alabama? Did you hear about this case on WAFF television? 1-800-259-9231. The government will arrest you. Live on a county road. You're allowed to put a little sign in his yard. They said our court system is a joke. That's not the violation. They usually use an excuse like that. No, it's just, or usually they come plant something or claim you did something wrong or what's your problem, boy? I start pulling you over every day, you know, waiting for you to go to work and pull you over. But now it's just, what are you doing putting that sign up? That's contempt. I'm arresting you. I mean, these are lunatics. These people are crazy. But again, it's like Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky. Give a police officer one of my videos, a Ron Paul video. He watches it. That's a threat to me. I'm arresting you. You're facing a year in prison for each count of video. And the judge said, you're going down. I don't know where that case is right now. They're not going to throw it out, they said. They said, you're not going to give our officers anti-government videos. Do you know where your rulers and your masters, you don't disrespect the Soviet state. Well, I'll just say it right now. Our courts are a joke. Our court system is a joke. I mean, if he would have put up a sign saying this judge is a joke, which this judge is a joke, the judge could have tried something civil, though he's a public figure, so there's not much he could do. But putting a sign up that says our court system is a joke and police officers came and they arrested him, boy, you're in a lot of trouble, they told him. How do you think you can get away with this? What, do you think this was America? This is a new America. You're going to Camp X-Ray, boy. Mark in West Virginia, go ahead.
Greetings, Alex. Long-time listener. I want to say that I typically listen on shortwave radio to your program. Your new frequencies come in significantly improved over the previous frequency.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Some real quick talking points. I know you don't have much regard for the Whitewash Commission on 9/11.
Well, no, most of them are in business with Bush or Al-Qaeda. That's public, and it's a totally staged event. They have to act like they're doing something, though, so people think it's real.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you might consider bringing back your previous guests from Judicial Watch and David Shippers and see what they have to say about the agents they've spoken to.
That's a good idea. I need to get Larry Klayman on. I need to get David Shippers back on.
Another thing, about 1 week ago, a former FBI translator, Sybil Edmonds, Sybil, S-I-B-E-L.
Yeah, we covered that. We covered the reporter that broke the story. There were literally 12 cameras, over 50 reporters, and she laid out, I was told to change transcripts and violate them and take out the evidence of prior knowledge. Then when I said I would go public, they said, we'll either give you a better job if you do what we say. If you don't cover it up, we're going to arrest you.
That's a smoking gun there, Alex.
Oh, there's
one of many.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
FBI agent Robert Wright held up the Justice Department letter at the National Press Club on C-SPAN. It's in my film, mm-hmm. Masters of Terror. And he said, I've been threatened with arrest if I tell you what I know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About W199I.
Okay. One last thing. I'm not sure where I heard it, but yesterday I believe I heard a news item that there had been a significant drop in cable news viewership.
Yeah, that was here on this show. That was
that
the press report. 50%+ at CNN, 36% at Fox.
Shows like your own are making that pablum on TV irrelevant.
Well, they're having an even bigger drop in the aggregate. Overall, 35% to 46%, depending on what study, have left television altogether, and the media admits they have come right here into other shows.
I mean, they think Michael Jackson is the news. And it's sad when there's so much out there that needs to be told. And I just want to salute you for all you've done for us. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we salute you, my friend. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, talk to Paul and Heather and others. But what do you think about this gentleman with the sign? I mean, I know a lot of police out there think you should be arrested if you say the government's corrupt. I know that's what FEMA taught you, but that's not America. I'm sorry. I know you don't know how many continents there are, who the first president was, and a lot of people don't know that, or what the Bill of Rights is, but just let me tell you something. You're criminals. You are criminal. This judge arresting this man is criminal. You are a criminal, Judge Harrelson, a criminal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
I'll stand my ground. Again, our top story today, WAFF television, covering Huntsville, Decatur, and Shoals, Alabama, News 48. Man with no criminal record, Philip Dean. I've actually got multiple stories here on this, but we just need to post them all. I'm posting this one right now. Put a sign in his yard. There's a picture of it. Our court system is a joke. And this is just a good old boy. Farmer, he put the sign up on County Road 107, and the judge said, there's no way we can put up with this, and he had him arrested, and when Mr. Dean said, I'm not ever going to apologize or take it down as the First Amendment, they were forced to apologize and release him. That shows how nuts these people are, and it is criminal. It's right out in the open. The crime has been committed in plain view. It's official oppression. It's false arrest, and Mr. Dean needs to file at least a $500,000 lawsuit. As I looked at past precedent cases, he was in the jail for over 24 hours. If they just falsely arrest you and oppress you, that's $250,000. Boom. But keeping him in jail for another 24 hours, that's another quarter mil. So $500,000 is what needs to be brought against these people. Immediately. Now. Today. You did this to me, I'd be suing you up one side and down the other. And by the way, I got the best lawyer in Austin who sued everybody and won. So you better watch it and leave me alone. I'll put a sign in my yard if I want to. You understand me? If this doesn't make your blood boil, there's something wrong with you. And it's criminal. Let me say it again. Criminal. These idiots thought compulsively that they could arrest somebody out in the country with a little, it's the size of a little election sign. What about 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide? Our court system is a joke. It is a joke, and this proves it. Rest your case, Philip Dean, patriot, American, my brother. I salute you. And he's got more signs. Now he's put out signs. So good for him. Now, who knows if he'll be pulled over and something be found on him. Speaking of that, Miami cops found guilty in gun planting conspiracy. This is common knowledge that if they get scared and grease you at a checkpoint or something, and I had a cop, I'm lucky to be here. When I was still in high school, I was driving home here in Austin. My mother had said, son, go out and get me some of that frozen yogurt at the yogurt shop. Was it TCBY or whatever it's called? He said, no, I was a good boy. So I went out and jumped in my Mustang and drove on down the road. It was actually a nice cop that did this. Yes, you're going to hear why. Yeah, the speed limit's about 35 in the neighborhood down the main road. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was going about 50 miles an hour in my pretty green Mustang. And the cop wheels around, rightly so, and starts following me, and I turn down in my neighborhood to my street and literally stop right in front of my house, and he walks over, and there's my weight belt laying in the front seat. I was a big weightlifter at the time. It's laying there in plain view, and I roll down the window. My hands are on the steering wheel. I go, yes, officer. He goes, you know, you were speeding. All of a sudden, he pulls his gun out, puts it to my head. I'm going, whoa, what's going on? He starts cussing at me, get the bleep out of the car. You see, normally in Austin, if they get that mad now, they'll just go ahead and beat you up and take you to jail and charge you with assaulting them. I mean, you can be on video that you don't touch them, you get charged with assault. The Oza Motley case with the Emmy Award-winning or Grammy Award-winning band a few weeks ago, they just beat up some big actor, too, here for the Alamo premiere. He'll be serving a lot of time in prison. It's kind of a rule. Just don't go down to 6th Street. You're nuts to do it, because the steroid heads are going to come after you. Anyways, let me continue with the story just briefly here. I was getting into, so the gun's to my head, and then all of a sudden he gets me out of the car, has to put my hands on the car, and then he looks in, he gets it, he goes, oh, I'm sorry, it's a weight belt. I thought it was a big scabbard for a knife. And I was, what? Just a weight belt laying in the front seat. And I was like, okay, and what's in that bag? Well, you can see it's yogurt. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Just don't speed. Gets in his car, drives off. I say nice because usually if they act like that, they're going to psychologically, you did something wrong and you're bad and they're going to be embarrassed. You're going to go ahead and go to jail. I mean, I know people this has happened to. I know an old Korean War veteran, rancher, drove down to the coast to do some fishing, bay fishing, and an old guy has a lawn service, and he left some of his tools in the back and a machete, just in the back of the old truck. And he comes back, and they pull him over and go over his fish and the rest of it and, you know, make sure he's got his license. I didn't know the normal state police do that, but they did. And, well, they didn't find anything illegal. They go, oh, machete. The last time I heard, I think he's got 6 years probation for a machete. And you can buy a machete in any store, and everybody knows you use a machete for lawn work. But not in America now. I know another fisherman. They got one of the knives, one of the filet knives, which is a mean knife, about, I don't know, 7 inches long, real sharp. And they got in his tackle box, another fisherman I know, and they found that, and my gosh, he got some probation. So it's not a free country. Did you know under Texas law, I can't buy a gun at the gun shop, a handgun, and drive home with it? Oh, I got the Texas law right here. I've got a book on state laws and gun laws, and it's in there. When they gave us our, quote, concealed carry, 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago, it turned it right into a privilege. Now, just a few years ago in Texas, handguns, rifles, shotguns loaded. When I was a child growing up, even to a teenager, a lot of cars had shotguns, rifles in them. You don't see people, good old boys, doing that anymore because they know. My uncle used to do it, but got tired of getting pulled over in East Texas, so you just don't have the deer rifle up there. See, they're training us how to be jellyfish. Even good old boy state police see a rifle up in your cab. Well, that's somehow wrong. And that's right. In Texas, when I buy a gun, I go straight home with it. And I still go to the shooting range occasionally, and I keep the ammo separate and put it in a lockbox in the back of the car. And I still know, though, that it's up to their discretion whether they want to charge me. It says the officer's discretion whether you lawfully have it. So they're kind of judge, jury, and executioner right there on the street. So that's how pathetic my home state, my beloved, has become. How domesticated, how neutered we are. All right, enough ranting and raving. But Miami cops found guilty in gun planting conspiracy, closing a chapter in the city's biggest police corruption scandal in decades. This is out of the Sun Sentinel. A federal jury, convicted three Miami police officers Thursday of conspiring to cover up questionable shootings by lying about guns planted near suspects' bodies. Lieutenant Israel Izzy Gonzalez, Sergeant Jose Pepe, that's his name, Quinterio, and Officer Jorge, nicknamed Termite Garcia, showed no emotion as the jury returned its verdict after days of contentious deliberations, and a dismissed juror who disagreed with the majority said she was told by another juror, go back to Cuba. So they're, you know, I guess there's, oh, well, that's my race, I can't convict them. By the way, it was police officers that blew the whistle on these guys, God bless them. The veteran officers were members of an elite plainclothes detail put on the streets in response to a rash of tourist robberies during the 90s. By the way, I've talked to police and others, and it's common knowledge that here in Austin, different SWAT teams have shoot their own officers, and then lo and behold, you get blasted and then a gun gets put on you. In one case, they were going up to the door, and they had a guy on the roof, and he shot down through the officer. They admit the shot was down through by his neck, down, out through him. And then it's just horrible. And by the way, statistically, I've seen the criminology statistics. The crime statistics, you're more often shot by your own SWAT team members. You might want to check that statistic, SWAT team members. So don't worry about Alex Jones. I'm not going to do anything to you. Just look in the mirror and look out. So why you let yourselves be put in this position, I'll never know. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And it's common knowledge that most police carry a throwdown weapon. And they get caught doing it all the time here in Austin, but nobody ever seems to go to jail for it. So look out. We've had a lot of cases the last 2 years where they shoot somebody in the back. Usually it's a retarded person who doesn't submit quick enough or runs. And, well, like a wolf chasing a rabbit, they can't control the killer instinct. They just go ahead and waste you. And then, oh, you know, it's all over the news that, well, the person supposedly wielded a stick at the officer, but why are there bullet holes in their backs? I guess you're against police. Oh, I'm against them acting like this, yeah. I mean, I was against Pinkerton security men 100-something years ago murdering people en masse coast to coast. I mean, turn of the century and into the 1930s, going out with machine guns and, you know, Tommy guns and shooting hundreds of people in one famous case, killing dozens. I forget the exact numbers, like 20-something people. At these, you know, oh, you're striking, you're standing out front to strike, we'll just pull up and machine gun you. By the way, all these rubber bullets are a training aid for police to train them to pull the trigger with real firearms, real lead. We're going to take your calls on all these subjects. I'll start going to your calls quicker now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Paul in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for your service to our republic, and I got your video on which I've had it for a while, Road to Tyranny.
Yes.
And the way I do it, I don't make copies. I go to one person at a time, and when he gets done with that video, I say, hey, did you watch the video? And they can't believe it. I say, well, I want the video back because I got somebody else who wants to watch it. And that's how I do it, one by one, because I make sure they see what this Antichrist atheist government's doing to us.
Absolutely. Well, what are you? What's on your mind today? What do you think of in Alabama? You put a little sign on in front of your house saying our courts are a joke, and you get arrested for it.
They are a joke. But see, the way I do it too, well, I go to public places, and I put up signs, and I write things on things on what this government's doing. But that may not be right, but at least they don't know who it is. I got my own ways about doing things when it comes to stuff like that, but putting a sign in my yard, I ain't afraid a bit to put a sign in my yard, but I think about it, you got to watch your neighbors, you got to watch everybody, because they'll snitch on you. That's what you got to watch. But anyway, reason why I called, it was this story, I don't know if you heard about it, it's about a sheriff arrested a Vietnam veteran about a chicken. It was out in Oregon.
I did see that, and didn't get to it. There's, again, I see these stories every day and rarely even get to them. Tell us about it.
Well, to make me tick, and this one made me tick, this was a Vietnam vet. He went to a market, and he seen this old chicken. It was in a cage. I mean, it was about probably half dead. Anyway, he wanted this chicken to take care of it. This was a Vietnam vet, didn't bother nobody. And even the owner of the market said it was all right for him to take this chicken. Well, he took the chicken home, and an employee of this store at this market called the sheriff on this Vietnam vet and didn't have done nothing wrong. So the sheriff went to this man's home wanting him to give the chicken back, and he wouldn't give the chicken back. So, well, then this employee got a warrant out on him or something like that, and they wanted to search his home to get this chicken. And he wouldn't give them a search warrant. He said, no, you're not searching my house. So they left. So in the middle of the night, they got this judge to go ahead and sign the search warrant, and he did. And they come out and drug this man out of his house. And he said, Brent Jones is where I heard the shortwave, because I listened to John Stoudemire.
I saw the article, yeah.
Anyway, they drug this man, they injured him, and supposedly he's in jail right now for what they've done to him. I mean, they broke in his house, four of these jackbooted thugs drug him out.
And the thing is, now when they beat you up, in almost all cases, they then charge you with resisting. We have video in Austin, in Virginia, all over, where you stand there with your hands down, and then they beat you up and charge you with assault.
Right. Well, Wednesday night, we flooded that town up there in Oregon.
But again, this is a place selling chickens. He says, oh, I want to keep it and take care of it.
Right.
They flip out and think it's weird, and then whatever happened to the chicken?
Well, I don't know. That's the reason. Well, anyway, I called to find out to make sure. You know, I always check everybody out. I don't believe just anybody. So I called the sheriff.
No, I saw the article, yeah.
Well, the phone number, I ain't got the phone number, and the sheriff is Dave Daniels, and he's the one that done this on this Vietnam veteran. And if you don't care, I can give the phone number out, and it's true.
I saw a blurb a few days ago, but tell us about what happened to the chicken.
Well, they wouldn't tell me about what happened to the chicken. I asked them when I called the
sheriff. But what are they saying he did wrong with wanting to feeling sorry for a chicken and that was going to be eaten and taking it home?
Well, see what they've done. They more or less took another man's word, not even the store owner. The store owner said it was all right for him to take the chicken, but the store owner called the sheriff on the guy for no reason at all. It didn't even have nothing to do with him. And the sheriff more or less took this other guy's word.
These people are nuts. Well, see, they've run out of supposed criminals to put in their private prisons, and so now it's just a free-for-all. Now, I don't have the article in front of me. What county is this in Oregon?
Well, I didn't get that. All I know is I got the phone number, and when I called, I mean, I was so mad and angry, and I just called.
Is this the jail phone number?
This is the sheriff's department, and I asked him about the chicken. I said, you all went and arrested the guy over a chicken. He's in taxpayers' money, and these jackbooty thugs come out and arrest and harm.
They're mentally ill. What's the phone number?
The area code is 541-474-5123, And they said, yeah, they did arrest him.
Well, by the way, it's Oregon that almost passed the law that if you have a gun stowed illegally, have a gun illegally, put any information down false, download music, mislabel a videotape, credit card debt. I read it 2 days ago again. You get life in prison in a, quote, forest work camp.
See, this is what's really so bad.
These people are totally insane.
But that's what
powerful people do throughout history. When they get all the power, they go nuts, and they start all this bizarreness.
Well, I mean, they drug this man out of his house, this Vietnam veteran.
And why is he in jail now? I'm sure they said he assaulted him.
No, because of this chicken. He wouldn't let them do a search warrant on his house.
Oh, because he didn't submit.
Right.
Now they're saying they're going to just go ahead and hold him. Okay, well, I'll call them, and I'll find out during the break why they're supposedly holding him, or I'll get the DA's number. Thanks for the call. Heather in Colorado, welcome to the airwaves.
Yeah, hi, Alex Jones. Yeah, I've been trying to get your documentaries and on DVD, and I've been mailed two defective ones, and I've been trying to call your customer service.
Well, you've certainly heard everybody else that gets DVDs
yeah.
at work. We found there's about 200, 300, I don't know, there's hundreds of different types of DVD players, and in some of them, they don't work. Like I go to Blockbuster Video, and I'd say one out of 20 DVDs I get doesn't work on my Sony player. You say mm-hmm. you've been sent them repeatedly, so we
yeah.
are responding and sending it to you. Unfortunately, I can't handle customer service here, but we will send you a VHS or we'll refund your money if your DVD isn't working. Which would you like?
I guess I'd rather just take the VHS because the DVD's not working for
okay,
it. Want those.
Well, you say you had a problem once, and we sent you another one.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to ask you to do, this is a byproduct of not screening calls, and it's fine, but I just can't do it on air. I'm doing a radio show. We did send you another one, and that's good of us because that's good of you to get it. But now your DVD player doesn't read a DVD 9. Because it's almost 3 hours long, some DVDs can't read it. We will send you a VHS. Let me put you on hold and get your number, and I'll handle customer service during the break.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
All right, Barney and Tom and Dan and many others, your calls are coming up. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg on all the vital news yet. Wide open phones today. I'm going to go back to Heather here in a second. She has something else she wants to talk about, she says. Before I do that, a lot of people have asked, why don't you put all your videos on DVD? Well, I've made 10 films. Only one of them is on DVD and VHS. That's 9/11 Road to Tyranny. We also carry Eric Hupschmidt's DVD, which is excellent. And I've actually gone and studied the industry documents. I've talked to the DVD manufacturers, talked to different ones, used two different manufacturers. And they've told me, they said, look, there is no industry standard. There are hundreds and hundreds of players, and not all DVDs work in all machines. And I've certainly found that. I will, again, maybe on a Saturday night, my wife says I want to watch some movies, so we'll get in the car and go to Blockbuster or Hollywood Video, and we go in. We got DVD players. We tend to still get VHS, because we'll rent three or four DVDs to watch over the weekend, because I don't really watch television. And a lot of the time, it'll just stop in the middle. I'm sure you've all experienced that. And then we'll go out of the living room to our bedroom to watch it, and it'll work on the bedroom DVD. Or if it doesn't work on the bedroom DVD, it'll work in the living room DVD player. So everybody keeps saying, well, I'm not going to buy your stuff till it's all on DVD. Well, I've looked at the studies. Still, more Americans, twice that number, have VHS players than have DVD players. The industry's trying to make everybody go to DVD. I'm just waiting for it to become streamlined, because it is a hassle, folks, to have DVD. And it's a small percentage, but still, it's quite a few. Come back, and we stick them in our player, and they work. But they don't work on some, and it's even worse because they told me to make it a double CD. They said, we can put 170 minutes. It's even longer than the VHS version, which is 2.5 hours, roughly. It's 2 hours, 24 minutes. They said, we can do a DVD 9, but even more machines can't read a DVD 9. A DVD 5 can only do 2 hours and at lower quality. But a DVD 9 can do 4 hours, and it can do 3 at a higher res quality. So I did that. And so we did send you out another one, Heather, and I'm sorry your second one doesn't work in your player. Try it in others. Just keep the DVDs you've got. Hollis will send you a VHS, or if you'd like your money back, we'll do that. Before I go back to Heather, let her ask her other question. If you want to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, both of them are about September 11th, or you want to get my book, Descent into Tyranny, that covers December 11th, or Eric Hupschmidt's DVD, Unanswered Questions, well, his book's Unanswered Questions, the video's Painful Questions, that is a great video, and it's on VHS and DVD, too. But again, we've had a few of those come back, and we try them in our machine. They work. They just don't work in some machines. There's hundreds of different DVD players. Go the safe way. Get VHS, folks. And that even cost us more to send VHS out. I don't care. VHS is still more reliable. Okay, here's the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. So 888-253-3139. And you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of my films. I'm here to get the word out, okay? Money is secondary. That helps us do what we do, but it's secondary. Defeating the tyranny is number one. And the power is you getting the videos and making copies. So I want to thank those that have gotten them. Heather, go ahead and ask your question.
I'm doing my own documentary, and I'm writing my own reports and research papers.
Good. Send me a copy of it when you do it. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely. And I'm trying to reach the youth, mostly because I'm about 20, and I've noticed that the youth, they feel sometimes something's wrong, but they just don't know how to fight it, and they want to go along with it, and that's exactly where they. There's a saying that says, evil can only prosper if men do nothing. Right?
Well, that's it. So, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, Alex, what state was it that they did the drug sweep to the police on the high school kids?
Well, they do it all over, but that was Goose Creek, North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah, yes, Goose Creek. Hey, thanks for the call. Second hour coming up.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.